This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Robert Knight, senior writer and Washington, D.C. correspondent for Coral Ridge Ministries. He's also a senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union, the author of Radical Rulers, the White House Elite Who Are Pushing America Toward Socialism. He's also the co-author of 10 Truths About Socialism, and Coral Ridge Ministries is about to debut a new documentary entitled Socialism, A Clear and Present Danger. We want to get his thoughts, first of all, on the president's Supreme Court nominee, Elena Kagan, and then we'll talk a little bit about the forthcoming documentary. And Bob, it's always great to have you with us.
Oh, Greg, I really appreciate your program.
Let's start with Elena Kagan. Obviously, she is one of these people that has been in two presidential administrations. She was the dean up at Harvard Law School. And I know that in your book, Radical Rulers, you examined a lot of these different people who are part of the circle of the Obama administration. Right now, we've got a lot of Republicans and Democrats up on Capitol Hill. Not really sure what to make of her because she really has never had any experience as a judge, and even her litigation experience is very scant. So what have you been able to glean about what type of justice she might be?
Well, I think the first thing to mention is that just a couple of years ago, Harriet Myers, President Bush's first nominee, was told she didn't have enough experience, didn't have a paper trail, totally unqualified for the U.S. Supreme Court, and center, middle, and left agreed, and she left, and then we got Sam Alito. Elena Kagan has even less experience. She does not have 17 years of experience litigating, as Harriet Myers did. She's strictly a political appointee. She's been in as a solicitor general for a short time. She's written very little, but I think the most important action she took was at Harvard Law School, where as dean, she told military recruiters to get off campus because of the military's ban on homosexuality. Now, that's while we're fighting two wars, it's a tremendous dissing of our military. And for that, she ought to be held accountable.
Bob, some on the left who are upset that during her time as dean that her diversity hires were not nearly what they would have hoped for. Does that give you any comfort that she might not be towing the line on every liberal policy like affirmative action? Or is there something else we should know about who she did hire?
Well, I've been told by people from the Federalist Society, which is a conservative group of lawyers, that she actually welcomed some of them at Harvard and tried to at least have a different point of view. So they give her points for that. But I don't think any of them are under the illusion that she's anything but a doctrinaire leftist herself. She comes out of that background. So she wrote a paper at Princeton, and when they examined everything Sam Alito did, they went back to his papers on campus. And this paper, she basically laid out a blueprint for a socialist revolution in America. Now, maybe she's grown beyond that, but they ought to look at everything. And I think what they'll find is that she would be a reliably left-wing vote on the court.
In terms of what the proper qualifications should be for the high court, you have some like Patrick Leahy who point out that the likes of Judge Rehnquist was never actually a judge before being named to the Supreme Court by President Nixon. And then there's other defenses as well about what exactly should constitute the qualifications for a justice. The Constitution, I think, is intentionally vague on that question, but given the 200-plus years of American history we have to go by, what usually is a good background for a Supreme Court justice?
Well, usually it's judicial experience, so you can see what kind of a judge they'd be. And Elena Kagan has none. William Rehnquist was way back in 1972, and the nation has changed considerably since then. We've had Roe v. Wade. We've had a very activist judiciary. And also Rehnquist had a huge paper trail. He worked in a presidential administration, and he issued opinions on Supreme Court cases and memos, and they had a lot to go on about what kind of chief justice he'd make. Kagan is almost a cipher, like Obama himself. Obama was at the Harvard Law Review, but he couldn't turn up a single law review article while he was running for president. And one emerged later in which he was an argument for pro-choice on abortion. But it seems like this is another triumph of ideology over more qualified applicants. And surely in this vast nation of ours with the great law schools and everything, there's someone more qualified and someone who's more constitutionally sound than Elena Kagan.
Bob, let's move towards the documentary now. I mentioned your book, Radical Rulers, and how you believe many of these people that Obama has appointed to his administration, not confirmed by the Senate, are designed to move towards a more centralized government. Now, of course, Coral Ridge Ministries out with the new documentary and the book that you have co-authored to accompany that. What's the central tenet of this message? What's behind this project?
Well, it's to alert Americans that we're going down the same road as Greece, as Venezuela, as Cuba. And these are failed states who expanded government, expanded spending, created new entitlements constantly until they bankrupted themselves and had to reach out for international aid. The United States debt is piling up in the trillions. New entitlements were created in the health care takeover. We're headed for Greece's fate, but we don't have to end up like that if we rediscover our roots as a free enterprise-based society. And what's interesting about this documentary, and you can learn more at dangersofsocialism.com, there are clips and all kinds of good things on there, is that the Bible is very clear that you can't really use it to justify socialism, even though the socialists try to do that. The Bible, first of all, honors private property. And the first tenet of socialism is an abolishment of private property, everything owned equally by the state. The Bible says don't steal. Well, that presupposes that you have something to steal. All through the Bible, we're warned of envy of our neighbor's wealth or even our neighbor's wife. Also, property markers that are to be observed. And the Bible's very clear that if you have traditional values and you work hard, God will bless you. The socialists, all they have is a track record of failure. And one thing that people ought to be reminded of is that they're always judging capitalism on some of its flaws, but they're only judging socialism based on its promises that are never met.
And Bob, in terms of the urgency of this, is this a problem that's been out there for a long time and we just haven't seen its creeping impact on America, or is it coming on like a freight train right now?
Well, I'd say both, Greg. It's been in the works since the New Deal back in the 30s, which greatly expanded the federal government. You might say it started in 1913 with the federal income tax when the amendment was passed. But it took off in the 60s under the Great Society, and now Barack Obama and this liberal Congress are trying to up the ante beyond anything we've ever seen. We are talking trillions in debt, a debt over the next 10 years of $14.7 trillion. The Congressional Budget Office just came out and said, oops, looks like the health care bill will cost more than $1 trillion over the next 10 years. We can't sustain this. There just isn't enough money in America to do this. And what I'm worried about is that the Federal Reserve will start printing money, and that will cause inflation to take off. And that'll devalue senior citizen savings and, in fact, everybody's savings. So socialism doesn't work. And our book, 10 Truths About Socialism, shows the historic sweep of socialism, how it was justified since the mid-19th century right up till today, and the awful consequences. It always results in coercion because it's so against human nature and God's laws regarding economics.
Bob, we've got to run. Give the website for the documentary one more time.
Dangersofsocialism.com.
Dangersofsocialism.com. The accompanying book is 10 Truths About Socialism. Bob Knight is also a senior writer for Coral Ridge Ministries and a senior fellow with the American Civil Rights Union. Bob, always great to have you.
Oh, thank you, Greg. I really enjoy your program.
Thank you, sir. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.